Vaginas are absolute magic, and Ollie is here to give them the respect they deserve. That means shame-free supplements made with clinically studied ingredients to keep your pH in check and your pleasure a priority. Put yourself on top. Go to Ollie.com today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Dairy farmers are more than farmers. They're climate caretakers. They see water as a precious resource. Most farmers recycle water up to four times, from chilling the milk to irrigating the crops. And some even use technology to turn manure into renewable energy. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey, hey, you guys. You are listening to the Okra Potty Training Podcast. I am your host, Jamie Glowacki. I am the author of Okra Potty Training. And oh, crap, I have a toddler. So today, I want to go through the 10 reasons to not reward potty training. So let's talk about this because it's a really big thing. And I know that many, many people do use reward systems for children when potty training. Most often it's like an M&M or a mini marshmallow. And we call this positive reinforcement. But what we really need to do is we kind of have to back up the time clock for parenting and look at what positive reinforcement means. So positive reinforcement isn't giving something for doing something. Positive reinforcement is focusing on the positive as opposed to the negative. So for example, when I was a kid, if you got home with a report card and you had one C, but all the rest A's, nobody talked about the A's. Everybody just harped on the C. They were like, nope, you're terrible. You're a terrible person. You got a C in gym. And I did. So that is negative reinforcement, right? Like they just harped on our negative. So we never had a sense of like positive. So then the parenting pendulum started to, it started to swing in like the late 70s, early 80s, where all of a sudden we were talking about positive reinforcement. So yes, we want to actively seek out the positive things that our kids are doing, but that doesn't mean give them a prize. That doesn't mean reward them. And it certainly doesn't mean bribery. So it often gets confused in potty training because people are, well, I do want to positively reinforce. And I'm like, yeah, but not with candy. So let's go through my 10 reasons not to reward potty training. And I am extremely aware that a lot of people do use rewards to potty train. I also know for a fact that what you don't see are the disasters. I do because it's my job. You don't see when kids end up in family therapy, like rewards can go sideways so fast and they almost always have to amp up, right? Like, are you ever just happy with like one little thing? No, it kind of has to ramp up as time goes on. And so again, we're running into like candy. We're running into candy in the morning, but let me get to my list before I digress. So number one, the reason I don't like to reward with potty training is it is normal expected behavior. And yes, I understand this whole principle of positive reinforcement. I don't think normal expected behavior should be rewarded. Yeah. I don't think we reward our kids for sleeping through the night or learning how to walk or learning how to tie shoes. I don't believe that rewarding children in school for listening, for staying seated, I don't believe in rewarding normal household chores like setting the table or picking up dirty clothes. I think when you start rewarding for expected normal behavior, you start edging into entitlement. And we do know right now that we have a very entitled youth population. So I just think it's normal behavior. And if you wouldn't give your kid an M&M for sleeping through the night, then I don't think you should give them an M&M for potty training. Number two, as I mentioned, rewards naturally have to amp up. Yes, one M&M may seem harmless, but overall, my experience is that your child's going to want more. And then that's where you start to get into trouble. And I am not kidding when I say that I know a child who metered out his poop so that he could get 88 M&Ms because he got two for trying. Yeah. And so he could meter out these nugget poops and it was hilarious. So our kids aren't stupid. They're going to figure out how to game the system very, very quickly. But I'll get back to that in 1 second. Number three, it like just smacks of dog training. Like, here, do your duty and here's your treat. I don't like that. And which is very interesting because, as you guys know, I have a dog. Most dog trainers do not use treats for potty training their dogs. So the idea of like, here, you did a thing I wanted you to do and you give them a treat. I just don't like that. Number four, power struggles. Again, as parents, we often do get locked into power struggles every now and again. Do you really want to add candy to that mix? And again, you know, when people come to me as clients, they come to me with full-blown disasters. And very often it's become about the reward system. We're not even potty training anymore. It's just about the reward system and how kind of sideways that has gone. So there's enough power struggles with your average 2 or 3 year old. You don't need to add power struggles over a piece of candy or a mini marshmallow or whatever it is that you have deemed is your reward for potty training. Number five, good morning. Hey, good morning. Are we really giving our kids candy in the morning just because they put a pee or a poop in the toilet? I do not think so, but that might just be my opinion. Number six, it actually is kind of lame. Yeah. If you're using candy or a sticker, it's lame. It's a lame reward for doing something that is autonomous and that feels really good, right? Like, the reward of a big poop should just be the big poop. It should be how satisfying it looks in the toilet, right? Maybe how satisfying the smell is. But it's a really dumb reward for something so awesome, which is your child gaining autonomy over their body. Number seven, let's look at sticker charts, because a lot of people don't want to do candy, which is fine. So then they do the sticker chart. The biggest problem with a sticker chart is that your average 2 or 3 year old, they can't grasp the idea of like 7 days I stay dry and then I'll get a bigger toy. That's a really extended thought process that includes a lot of prefrontal cortex that they don't have developed yet. And parents will tell me, they're like, oh no. He stayed dry for 7 days. And I was like, yeah, but you got lucky. They just cannot grasp a sticker chart at that point. Now, if you wanted to use a little sticker and just put it on your kid's hand after they do a pee or poop, I'm not totally opposed to that. But the idea that they can track a chart and know that after X amount of time goes by, they'll get something bigger, that is unrealistic. All right. When and how much? This is number eight, why we don't potty train with rewards, because you do back yourself into a really crappy corner. Because now you have to decide, are we rewarding for production or are we rewarding for trying? Which it sounds great to reward for trying, except if your child learns how to game the system and they try all day long and you're sitting there with like dum-dums and M&Ms and you're like, oh my God, my kid is never getting off the toilet. So again, I'm not here to say you can't do this. These are my reasons why I wouldn't and the disasters I see. But if you are thinking, okay, well, screw Jamie, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it, and I'm going to do some rewards, just make sure that you plan it out. And is it going to be because they tried, or is it going to be for production? And I think that is very important. All right, number nine, metering out the pee. Yes, once your child does realize the system, they are going to game it and they will meter out their pee and poop. It's crazy. Number 10, have an exit strategy. I don't care if you guys use my book. I don't care if you use anything I say. I don't care if it like doesn't resonate with you, does resonate with you. I want this to be easy for you. And my job very often is to let you know where I see the trouble spots. So a lot of times, like, I'll post something on social media and people will be like, well, I did this with my kid. And I'm like, yeah, that's awesome for like you and your two kids who live under your parenting roof. I have the dubious luxury of working with thousands of kids. And so I see trends and I see things that I just feel like I have to warn you guys. Again, we've gone through this a lot on this podcast. I actually don't care when you potty train your kid. I don't care if it's 16 months. I don't care if it's 16 years old. My job is to tell you where I see the most sticky situations. And that's what happens after like three and a half, right? And so again, with the rewards, I know your neighbor probably did it. I know your cousin probably did it. I know it's very tempting because it feels like, oh, this is great. He does this and I do that. And it can feel like a kind of clean transaction. But I'm just here to tell you that the disasters, when they hit, are devastating. So that's where I come out and I say, like, okay, I have to warn you guys, because for most people, it doesn't happen like that. But when it does happen, it is so bad. Again, I've had families that have had to go into family therapy. It just becomes about the reward, and then it just gets so sticky. So I just think that you guys should use rewards. Again, you can do whatever you want. Just trying to warn you. All right. As always, I appreciate you guys, and thanks for listening.